Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. I thought that was an interesting segment we just did with Catherine, sort of putting into perspective where we fit in our retirement readiness with the rest of the world, both developed and developing. It did catch my attention, Faisal, that the developing world feels more prepared than the developed world. And I was also interested in the difference between the U.S. and Canada in particular.
Correct.
And I think there is some distinctly Canadian responses that skew that result.
You think so?
I do. I think so.
What's the Canadian response you're referring to?
So we're more apologetic, less assertive. And it came out in that, right? So I think a Canadian would respond more conservatively to that question than an American would.
So the question of, are you ready for retirement?
Right.
I think they say, no, I'm not ready, right, versus Americans that are more confident.
Yeah.
Saying, yeah, I am ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's nothing in there that showed me that, you know, Americans have saved more, Canadians have more questions about, do I have enough money, you know, those kinds of areas. I think there's some distinctly Canadian issues in there. But I think in aggregate, what we see is the developed world in that kind of medium, you know, preparedness.
I think the difference between the two is how people have seen their 401ks in the U.S., their RSPs here in Canada have grown. If you're an American and you've had a 401k or a pension and so forth in the last couple of years, you've been 99% U.S. stocks. That thing's taken off. In Canada, not as much.
Yeah, maybe that has some
and
influence.
So the you're more optimist when you have your stock market and your housing prices and everything going up. You feel more feel that sense of happiness.
Yeah, but Vancouver's prices have gone through the roof.
But not the stock market.
But their house prices have gone up. They're all the wealthier.
Yeah, I don't think when you look at Canada and all the issues, the way that the people feel.
I think we're naturally more pessimistic. Listen, most of the Americans don't have savings.
Same with Canada.
Right. So look at it. There's not. When we break it down economically, I think there's some social security networks here that they don't have in the United States. I'm interested in that. So I'm not so concerned that we rated a 6 and the U.S. got a 6.5.
Yeah.
All right. I find it interesting that the developed world in general, people globally are all feeling kind of the same. Japan, the bit of the outlier there, right down at 4.2 or 4.3.
Okay.
There's some unique aspects to the Japanese culture and, you know, the aging population that probably leads to that too. But I think in general, as this global demographic starts to hit this phase where we've got to start living off of our savings, right, people are really starting to wonder about the sustainability of that. I mean, that's our whole business, right? That question we get every single month.
Correct.
Do I have enough? Is it going to work?
And then you take that and you look at the next part of the survey that was in there was retirement planning is lacking.
Right.
In Canada, 17% of those surveyed said they have a written plan for their retirement.
Right.
41% said, I have a plan, but it's not written down. And then 38% said, don't have a plan. And the funny part is 4% says, I don't know. I don't know if I have a plan or not. I think if you don't know, it's a no.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's.
That's the rounding.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Or they chose not to add. Error. Okay. Yeah. That's probably what it was then, I guess. So 17% have a written plan. 41 say, I have a plan, but I haven't written it down.
Yeah.
This is the concern. And it's not just a written plan.
Right.
Because people say, okay, I've got a written financial plan. I'm good. It's written financial plan, strategy, and implementation.
Yeah.
And when we sit down with individuals who listen to our show, come to us and ask for second opinions, and they haven't gone through the process like our clients have gone through our process, the questions of, can I retire? What's the risks? How much money am I going to take out? Mm-hmm. How much money can, what's going to be happening from a tax perspective? They don't have that all written out for them. They don't have someone that's guiding them through that. That's where the problems lie. And when you have markets like in the last couple of days, had the volatility that it's had, and they're like, oh my God, this thing could turn over. And yeah, it could. They're basing their entire plan, their entire retirement on the market, on what the market does. If the market's down, I'm not going to retire.
Stock market in particular, yeah.
Right? I had someone that called me yesterday, yesterday, and said, Faisal, with the market moving the way it is on a downward view, this is what they claimed it to be, is downward view, that I may have to give up some of my retirement objectives, things that I wanted to do in my retirement. Mm-hmm. And that scared me. because I hate when people think what the stock market does equals what they can do in retirement. They're 100% reliant on the stock market, and that's my biggest concern. So how do you separate that? This is where asset dedication comes into play, structuring in retirement. But people only have that viewpoint that if stock market up equals I can live the life I want, stock market down means I cannot.
Right.
That's a hard life to live.
Well, it's a roller coaster ride emotionally that probably detracts from the overall the peace of mind or the quality of the retirement. Right?
And people are having a tough time when markets are down that they're going to be dipping into their savings, which is their capital. So if they've given you $1 million. And they dip into that. They take, $50,000 out to spend. Now they're less than $1 million. That's the fear that if I keep on doing this, I'm going to run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fear of dipping into capital is what
leading principle.
What pushes people to take on more risk? What pushes people to make decisions that are emotional, not rational? And then they also look at this and saying it's not going to work.
Right. Well, part of the problem is our industry is misguided people in this. I think is. We talk to so many people and they all think I need to maintain my principal value. Now, I'm not saying that can't be a goal, but what I am saying is for a portion of your financial assets that are your pension, right? A pension, if you think about it, is designed to be drawn down over time. So this goes back to goals and objectives for each family, right? The rules of thumb scare me, right? When people just say, well, I've got $1 million. If I make 5% a year, I'll have
that $50,000.
Math doesn't work. It doesn't support that. Okay. So we've got to be clear on what the goal and objective is, how much risk you want to take on. And is it okay to deplete principal, right? Is that what's supposed to happen? Because for the last 35 years, this demographic has done nothing but save and they've seen their net worth go up. Is it okay now that it starts to come down? We call this the decumulation.
Yeah, it's hard to see your portfolio go down because you're spending.
Right.
And not seeing the market recuperate what you've spent,
but let's say markets are good, but you want to spend at a rate that is higher than what it can be replaced. Is that bad? Not necessarily.
Yeah, I think
the pension can be drawn down to zero at a time in the future that is acceptable.
When you anchor your entire life based upon how the markets go, then you're going to live and die by how the markets go. Base your lifestyle on your lifestyle, what you want, and build a plan accordingly. And let's make sure we solidify that plan over every market condition, regardless if it's up or down. That way you have enjoyment. You don't have dependency on the outcome of some market.
And I think clear expectations. Yeah. Clear expectations, right? If you're a very low-risk investor, it's not a realistic expectation to say that I'm not going to deplete principal. If I need $1 million, I've got to spend $50,000 a year. Maybe that's an acceptable outcome, but we need to educate people about that. We're going to do that at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, and I'm really passionate about this. I think people need to take a bit of a listen to this whole process and how to bulletproof their retirement over the long term on Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go to our website at morethanmoneyradio.com.
You want to protect your spouse after you're gone? Is a spousal trust right for you? Join us after the break. We're going to talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.